Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Lamar's Community School Board meets this evening. First in the agenda tonight is information on school district financing of potential infrastructure projects. Action items on tonight's agenda include a number of resignations and contracts. A date will be set for a public hearing on the school district's property tax levy for the new fiscal year. An elections reform bill was passed last week by the Iowa House. Representative Tom Jennery of Lamar says the majority in the House wanted to tighten up an already sound Iowa law.
It cleans up a few things. We have one of the very best election laws in the country. And this pretty much helps us make sure that we are number one, really, in the country.
The bill includes several election policies, such as the use of voter ID, even for absentee balloting.
It creates an affidavit envelope for absentee voters to affix their signature and verification number. What this does is it ensures voter ID will be required even if you vote absentee.
One rule used during COVID, central drop-off points for ballots will be dropped from the voting law, and the bill includes identity protections for certain voters. The bill was approved by the House. It moves on to the Senate. Smuggling of immigrants who are in the country illegally to conceal them from law enforcement would become a crime in Iowa if a bill passed by the Iowa House becomes law. Republican Representative Stephen Holt of Denison says the human smuggling that's happening is horrific and inexcusable and a direct result of the chaos on our southern border. Representative Mark Thompson, a Republican from Clarion, says human smuggling is a disgusting business, and unfortunately the bill is needed because some of the demand comes from Iowa businesses. Democrats in the House voted against the bill. They say immigration policy is a federal issue. It's still dry heading into the spring planting season. Iowa State Agriculture Secretary Mike Negg, though, has reason to be optimistic.
We're now 191 consecutive weeks of at least D1 drought in the state of Iowa. So that's a record that you don't want to set, but we are. So really, we've got now three growing seasons, 3 years that have been impacted by drought.
Negg is optimistic that favorable planting weather will arrive this spring. Iowa had some excellent yields last year despite the drought. A bill being considered in the legislature would eliminate the state's sales tax on Iowa beehives. Beyond honey production, hives are often sold or rented so the bees can pollinate fields or orchards. Representative Megan Jones of Sioux Rapids guided the bill through the House this week.
It treats bees as we treat any other livestock.
According to the state apiarist, there are some 500,000 beehives in Iowa, and about a dozen beekeepers raise bees on a commercial scale with thousands and thousands of hives. Iowa currently ranks 16th in honey production. The Iowa House unanimously passed a bill that would require radon mitigation systems in newly constructed homes in Iowa. Representative Hans Wills of Ottumwa says radon is a leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers, and the move could help reduce Iowa's rising cancer rate. About 400 Iowans who never smoked die of cancer linked to radon gas exposure. Another legislator, who is also a doctor, notes that's more than the number of people who died in Iowa traffic accidents last year. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.